the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are back. This is Niger Ennis at the helm, filling in for the great Kevin Wall. Kevin is away today, tomorrow, but he will be back on Monday, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go. And he must, if he's listening in, he must be jealous, Jim, because, you know, last hour I had the beautiful, brilliant Tiffany Jones. And then, boom, on top of that, you go from the appetizer to the main course, you've got April Becker in studio. We're so lucky and fortunate to have April Becker, who ran a dynamic campaign for Congress in CD3, came within a whisker of, and again, I put in quotes, winning, because I think she, off the record, I think she won. But I won't say that. And you energized thousands of people all across the district, all across Clark County in Southern Nevada, were energized by your campaign. You told me $30 million was spent in your congressional race?
$30 million.
And the lion's share, of course, was on the other side, I would assume.
I took a lot of hits, but...
Yeah, it's par for the course. But you, in spite of those hits, you energized so many thousands of people and volunteers. And speaking of volunteers, we've got one of yours on the line. JD, are you on the line with Niger Ennis and April Becker?
Hi, April. Hi, Niger. Hey, Niger, before I forget, Charles Butler says give me a call. He lost your number.
Happy to do so. My buddy Charles Butler from Chicago.
Good buddy of mine. Now he's in. April, I'm the volunteer that sent the letter from Susie Lee to Ray. I gave it to Ray, your campaign manager. It took me 8 months, about 5 or 6 phone calls to get the letter finally answered about how many illegals coming to Clark County, were they being vaccinated? And in that letter, I'm sure you read it, she advised me to contact Border Control and the health board. I thought that letter was going to guarantee you the election because of her incompetence, telling one of her people in her district to contact Border Control to find out how to get in Clark County and we're vaccinated.
You got a really bad connection there, JD. Is any way you could fix that?
Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard, but let me tell you something. Incompetence rules the day. My opponent was... and is incompetent, and trust me, I had so many letters that were sent to her constituents that didn't solve anything, didn't answer anything, and most of the time didn't even address what the question or the problem was. So you are not alone. I did see that letter and saw many letters.
I thought that would have helped expose how incompetent and how lazy this woman is.
You're cutting out, but you know.
Yeah, tell the audience, April, what JD is referencing in terms of the incompetence. I guess he was just exposing some of the typical incompetence of a whole class of incumbents within Washington D.C. The swamp. They call it the swamp for a reason, huh, April?
Yeah, and I actually got letters like this from so many people, you know, constituents in CD3, and just the frustration. I mean, and some of them were easy fixes, and you know, they got some form runaround letter telling them, it's always telling them to go somewhere else. You know, in a congressional district, the constituent services are so important. You have to be there for the people in your district, and you know, some things you can't fix, but you've got to be there to guide them.
At least respond.
Yes, and help them. Don't just tell them who they need to call, because let me tell you something. As a member of Congress, if you make a call on a local governmental agency, you're going to get a lot
people
further
answer
than
the
poor
phone.
JD.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
It's
absolutely
just a runaround all the way, and it's so sad that these people that need a voice and could be helped, no one bothers to do it.
Well, that's the whole point. You know, people become captive to the donor class. They become captive to the lobbyists, and they forget who actually put them in office, which is the people.
Yeah.
You know, which I feel confident you would not have done.
No.
Because of your community activism and engagement that existed well before you ran for Congress.
Yeah. And I actually just, I really enjoy helping people. I do it in my law firm. I'm pro bono, Hall of Fame. And trust me, I haven't reported even close to all the free work that I do. It makes me feel good. And maybe on some level it's even selfish because it makes me feel so good to help people.
It's good karma.
And how great would it be to be in a position that you could just make a phone call and help someone? So.
Well, April, thank you so much for joining us today. Can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure.
All right. Wonderful. We'll be back with April Becker. This is Nigel Innes subbing for Kevin Law. We'll be right back after this short break.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, a quick check of those traffic cams. We're seeing some moderate flows as you work your way into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area there on Interstate 515. That's northbound at Eastern Avenue. You're clogged up there between Boulder Highway and Eastern on Interstate 515 North. A little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 westbound at the airport connector. You'll tap the brakes there. And remember, 24/7 lane restrictions remain in place on Interstate 15 southbound between Flamingo and Tropicana. That's causing a lot of congestion. And remember, those Tropicana exits are closed for months.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Dezuri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. The Golden Knights return to the ice on Thursday as they host the Detroit Red Wings. Golden Knights lost Monday to Dallas 4-0, shut out on 27 shots. They have now lost three of their last four. UNLV basketball back in action Saturday on the road to face Fresno State. The Rebels 12-6 after losing Tuesday in Logan to Utah State 75-71. That's their third straight loss, and they're now 1-5 in the Mountain West Conference. NBA, the Lakers hosting Sacramento tonight, coming off Monday's win against Houston. That snapped a three-game losing skid. Lakers will play four of their next five games at home. The Clippers are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on Utah. Clippers coming off a 10-point loss on Tuesday to Philadelphia. This Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. I'm Tony Dezuri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670. KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
From Brent Musburger, and this is Take One and Away We Go.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSIN subscription at VSIN.com/subscribe. Plus, when you sign up today, you'll automatically be entered to win a free VSIN Pro annual subscription, a $240 value. Sign up for your free VSIN subscription today at VSIN.com/subscribe.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes, taxes, or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are back rocking and rolling on the Kevin Wall, live and local on AM 670 KMZQ. I have the distinct pleasure of having in studio April Becker, who ran for Congress in CD3. And I know we're not going to talk about this too much, but we were just talking off air about the genocide, quite frankly, that's taking place in Ethiopia right now. And I was saying to April that all that I pay attention to foreign policy and things going on around the world. And I was very concerned about what I thought before I talked to you was a Tigrayan genocide taking place, meaning that Tigrayans, which is a tribe within Ethiopia, a minority tribe, but nevertheless a tribe within Ethiopia that I thought was being mutilated and butchered, and you know, all types of war crimes being committed against the Tigrayan community. And you gave me a different point of view on this.
Yeah, it's the Amharas that are being killed, and not just killed, hacked to death. And like I told you, pregnant women having their stomachs ripped open and the baby killed in front of the mother before they finish off the mother. It's true genocide. It's a
you want to wipe out
hatred. They want to wipe out. They want that land. They're, you know, the Amharas are mostly Christian, and it's Christian persecution, and it's just a full-on genocide that is taking place. And really, all the people here in the Ethiopian community here in Las Vegas, which we have a large Ethiopian community, they just want acknowledgement that it's happening. They're not asking, like, for Ukraine, send us billions and trillions of dollars, send us, you know, weapons. They just want acknowledgement from this government that it is occurring.
And you were saying, or I don't know if it was you or J.D., that Susie Lee, who has a large in CD3, you have a large population of Ethiopian expats that are part of the Las Vegas community, Americans now, and they reached out to Congresswoman Susie Lee. Foreign policy is part of your responsibility too in Congress, and they got no response.
Right, JD's call reminded me of that. That's what we started talking about it. They got a form letter back that didn't even address the issue, didn't even acknowledge what they were asking for.
It was a cut and paste letter.
Yes, and that's what made them reach out to me.
And interestingly enough, April was able, because she reached out to them, she took them seriously. She spoke to several leaders within the Ethiopian American community. You were able to get a number of Ethiopian Americans to leave the Democrat, because virtually all of them,
yes,
they're like African Americans. Most of us are Democrats, but they switched over to you.
They, you know, when they come here, they hear, you know, stories about Republicans and how, you know, this Democrat narrative of who we are, and it's just not true. And, you know, they experienced what the Democrat Party is going to do for them, and that is nothing. And that's when they reached out to me, and we had dinner just two nights ago. This doesn't end with my campaign. I am still
engaged,
very engaged with my friends, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help them and be a voice.
Well, that's terrific. Well, you have forced me. I'm embarrassed. I mean, I lead a human rights organization that has consultative status at the United Nations, and I was not aware of the different point of view that you've presented. And please stay in touch with me as well. I would love to help and lend a hand to the situation and bring some light to the situation, because if I don't know anything about it as engaged as I am in these types of issues, then I have to presume that millions of Americans are clueless about
it. And when I speak about it, I am threatened on my social media. There's so much propaganda. When I was trying to talk about it in my campaign, even my you know, the people that work on my policy issues with my campaign couldn't figure it out. And it's complicated, and they are taking advantage of the complicated history of Ethiopia and the lack of knowledge from Americans, because we aren't reading up on Ethiopian history. They just don't know. And it's real easy to manipulate. And sometimes, you know, these atrocities happen in the Tigrayan areas, but they're not necessarily happening to the
Tigrayans. It might be in some cases.
There's a war. So people are being harmed on both sides. But the aggression is going towards the Amhara people because they want that land.
Wow. This is something I didn't know. And for our listeners, you know, Ethiopia has one of the oldest civilizations in our world. You know, it is a rich tradition, rich civilization. It's a real tragedy what's going on in that country, because it's one of the largest population centers in Africa. Nigeria, I think, is number one, but Ethiopia is right behind them in number two, millions of people. So, prayers for Ethiopia and for both the Amhara and the Tigrayan people, and hopefully these atrocities. I understand, actually, there might have been a peace treaty, or at least a cessation of war for the time being. Let's hope that that holds.
Yeah. Yes.
So, April, in the few minutes we have left with you, what would be your takeaway from your amazing campaign? What would you not do again, and what would you do more of?
Well, I learned in 2020 to not say, I'll never do this, because I said I would never run again, and there I went.
And thank goodness you broke your pledge, which we hope you break again.
I personally probably wouldn't. If I ever ran again, it would be statewide. It would be a statewide race, to where I feel like the rurals and northern Nevada can help make up the difference for what we experience here in Clark County. In my race, in my district, I was top of the ticket for Republicans. I had more votes than anybody else, and some of those candidates went on to win these statewide races. And that,
so you essentially created a wave that helped bring in a couple of Republicans.
I won't claim that. I'm just saying I performed very well in that district, better than some of the people that won statewide races.
Sure.
So,
but they were in better districts. That's why.
Well, they had the whole state. And so that's, you know, you look at the numbers, and you can win a statewide race in this state.
Because you get the rules.
Yes. And that's what I took away. And I mean, if I ever did, I mean, I would love to travel Nevada. And we've got great people. I had so many supporters up north, too, and always look forward to going up there. So if I ever did it again, it would be statewide. And what I plan on doing in the future is what I've always done, and that's just continue helping other candidates and be a voice and I hope a good example of what a conservative Republican is. And I'm tired of being boxed and cubbied and
mislabeled.
We have so many great people in the Republican Party and the conservatives, and they care about people. And I hope to be a voice and continue being a voice and a face that people can connect to and know that I care.
Well, as you probably – well, thank you, April. And we're blessed to have you here, and we're blessed to know that you're still going to stay engaged in the public sphere. It's very, very important to have decent, sincere, hardworking people like you engaged in the political process. We usually have so many other types of politicians. you're one of the good ones. You're one of the gems. So let me get on a little we got to go to a break. Can you stick around for one more segment? I'm roping her in for one more segment, folks. This is Niger in a substituting for Kevin Wall. Time just flies with you, April. Yeah. We'll be back after this short break.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Hey, Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. Others are just lead generators who really don't lend money, but sell your info to hundreds of unlicensed lenders.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are back for our last segment of the hour with the great April Becker, who has been patient and has stayed with us. April, you know, real quick, how do we, I mean, the difficulty for Republicans, you know, Clark County Republicans, if you will, is to break that nut of the blue wall, if you will, of the Clark County. How are we as a party going to get better at bringing out the vote. You know, it's not just overperforming in the rules. That's not enough. We've got to become a little bit more competitive in Clark County as well.
We absolutely do. You know, a lot of people don't want to accept it, but ballot harvesting is legal. I understand, you know, it was a felony in prior to 2020, but it is legal now. And this is what is happening. We need to get the same type of machine on the ground. I heard Culinary had 1,600 volunteers, workers, paid probably, on the ground when those ballots dropped. And we had, I don't think, much of anything. All the unions, the school unions, the labor unions, they all, Planned Parenthood, you see their shirts. If you're out there as a candidate, you're working, you see the red shirts, you see the purple shirts, you see the teal shirts and the yellow shirts. They are out there collecting ballots and, you know, also registering voters. And we just need to get better. We need to get better at it. There was a missed opportunity. I'm not going to blame anyone because let me tell you, in my personal opinion, I don't know if this is controversial or not, but I believe that there's been ballot harvesting taking place long before it was legal. And they have a machine that is ready to go. And once it became legal and they didn't have to hide it, they were out there. And let me tell you, I was giving them ice cream and popsicles and water in my ice cream truck because they were there. And I was like, maybe they'll be nice to me. Maybe, you know, it's
didn't
a machine.
It did. And, you know, give credit where credit is due. Harry Reid built one hell of an operation, operative word being hell.
Well, you know, I always say we lost the battle, but we haven't lost the war.
That's right.
And we just need to do better, and we can, and we will. And going forward, I have not given up.
Well, we haven't given up on you, April Becker, and we are just so fortunate to have someone like you in our party. We are fortunate, Fiat Party, we're fortunate to have someone like you in public life that cares, that gives a darn, and will roll up her sleeves and work with the community in office or out of office. So, you know, look, consider me volunteer number one for your next campaign. I'll talk to your husband and get him off the ledge. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, listeners. This was a wonderful time. Thank you, Jim, for keeping the ship together. We still have one more segment. This is our last segment with April, so I was going to leave with her, Jim. But no, thank you so much, April, for joining us. We'll have you on again. I'm sure Kevin will hear this, be jealous, and want to have you on in studio himself. But God bless you, and God bless your family for everything that you've gone through. And I feel confident we will see you in some legislature, be it up in Carson City or in Washington, D.C. Oh,
thank you for always supporting me. I appreciate you.
All the best. This is Niger Innes. We'll be back to close the hour out after this very short break.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Liuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or